It's always been that.
The point absolutely means we're ready.
Yes, it means that.
Sometimes I don't know if the producer's just feeling the music and the point is like, this is how I dance, this is how I get off.
You've never danced to this. Anyway, go ahead.
Welcome to the accredited on Guardian Radio 96.9, powered by 10th year seniors. I'm Ronaldo and I am celebrating 4 straight.
I'm Ricardo and I just found out to drink Guinness. I don't know how to feel about that.
I'm John Mark and the Bahamas Bowl is tomorrow.
Thank you, John. So we like to begin inside joke. People love when we toss it to John and John just has what's the most politically correct way to say this? At best, I could say it's an apathetic approach to the intro.
Yeah, I'm tired.
You always tired.
I know.
John has made the point. Well, I think we need to announce to the audience now that this is going to run tomorrow, or are we going to phrase that?
What do you mean? This is live.
Well, no, it's not live now. We could be free with the audience. And let them.
We
this
can.
This is a pre-recorded episode because we're at the college football bowl game going on right now.
Oh, I thought we had to.
No.
I thought so they were supposed to suspend disbelief.
Oh, no.
And believe
no.
that we are live.
Well, fully pre-recorded, but we love you so much that we want to give you a fresh episode to go with while we're over at the, well, Nal and John is over at the college football game.
This is why they pay you the mediocre bucks. So our first segment of the day, always on the accredited, what's the lead? And for us, the lead has to be the 2025 Bahamas Bowl. So many firsts for this game. It's the first major event of the year for us here in the Bahamas. Of course, we know the Sports in Paradise initiative is always so huge, always so impactful.
It's not the first major event because John Canoe was technically, according to the minister, the first major event of the year. I'm just saying, for the record.
I mean, I kind of agree with that.
I'm not disagreeing with that. It's the first for sports in paradise. Sports is the first thing in the phrase.
Well, sports, yes.
This is why I made the statement just now. Because he's on the point that we're trying to advance our way from the sports in paradise moniker
so
events
paradise.
In paradise.
Events.
So, from the sports standpoint, yes.
So, even though we're at the stadium right now, admission is free. So, if you are listening, you could head over to Thomas A. Robinson Stadium and catch some free football.
Yeah, you should be listening to us on your drive as you go to tailgate because we will be tailgating.
Well, the game will be on.
Yeah, but we'll be tailgating if you're there early enough. Y'all messing me up with the timeline. Timeline's all messed up. So if you don't know, well, we're going to fill you in right now. The Buffalo Bulls against the Liberty Flames. Both teams come into this game at 8-4, so it should be a very entertaining game. We've had some very entertaining Bahamas Bowl games in the past. Both teams have been enjoying the festivities here in the Bahamas. If you've been following us on social media or watching our newscast and our
please
news,
drop the platforms.
If you've been following us on social media, the 10th year seniors pages on Facebook and Instagram, or if you've seen our newscast on our news, the number one sports segment in the Bahamas, you've seen how much these players and the coaches and their fan bases have been enjoying being here in the Bahamas. John, you were at the Beach Bash. You have been interacting with the teams and you saw, I just want to talk a bit about how much this bowl impacts the programs off the field because it's so much more than just what they go out there to do on Saturday.
I would say the first thing I noticed was how happy the coaches were. And I don't know if, you know, they're all married, so it's probably like happy wife, happy life type thing that they're in the Bahamas. But it's just, this is the first time I could actually tell. I know teams are happy when they get the bowl games, but these two coaches just have a different vibe to them where they're so thankful to be in the Bahamas because A1 is Buffalo. And what happens in Buffalo? It snows.
Yeah.
It snows all the time. They're not looking forward to that. And then Lynchburg, Virginia, it's snowing right now. So the Liberty coaches are already trying to plan to have a snow day up there so we can stay a couple more days here.
Right.
But yesterday I went to the Beach Bash. Well, 2 days ago I went to the Beach Bash since we're full disclosure on this radio show. You know, we don't hide no punches. But the players were interacting with each other. And the coaches and players always say it's very rare when you have a bowl game and all the teams are at the same hotel. Usually they have both the team hotels and they don't interact with each other at all. And this is a unique aspect to this bowl game where teams have to, you know, be around each other.
Right.
There isn't something where it's like my team there. We don't see each other. You got to interact. You got to, you know, and they all like I mean, I guess football is a brotherhood. It's deeper than, I know that you want to win the game, but it's also, you know, they know how hard it is to play football and to get to it. So even when they were having the dance off and before the dance off, they were playing volleyball against each other. There's all this competitive nature coming out, but it's all fun and games. And it's not like they hate each other off the field.
Right.
It's they're having the best
time.
I
mean, it's hard to hate each other off the field when you're in the Bahamas. I mean, the bride is.
No, for real.
So that's the one benefit we have over all these other locations hosting bowl games during bowl season is the fact that when you come here, you're actually in the chill mode. Like, I don't mean to take notes from the chill guy, man, but you're able to relax, take a load off, and actually enjoy the moment.
Ooh, but they're at a mega resort.
I could do a good meme. So you can go, you can say when they want us to be at each other's throats because we are in a bowl game, but I'm a chill guy who's just hanging out in the Bahamas.
But he has to have what, either ambrosia print or like some sort of...
Well, they all have Bahamas bowl slippers.
See, okay, we'll flip the slippers.
Junk in costume.
That could work.
Only socks.
Oh, God.
Four of them.
Nah, but no, that's the benefit of being out here for the bowl game. And I think this has been going on how long now? 6 years?
This is the ninth.
Ninth, yeah.
It's no way in the world it's been 9 years.
This is the ninth edition.
Yeah, this is the ninth
it's
one.
It's not been 9 years.
Yeah. The only one we've missed was COVID.
Yeah.
The first game was in 2014 when there was the famous play that was the ESPN Play of the Year nominee. Cooper Rush with the Hail Mary.
The COVID really doesn't jump on us, you know, because there's no way in the world you could tell me it's been 9 years since 2014.
Yeah. The timeline in real life is almost as messed up as us with this show.
Yeah.
Barry Allen, the Flash, longest, we'll get it together.
The longest international game in college football history.
And I think we have to realize how impactful that is. Look, like, in the Bahamas, we good at hosting a party. We've said on this show several times when people was wondering if the stadium was going to be ready. No, we know how to host a party. Like, we do that. That means something for us to have the longest running international bowl game. There's a reason ESPN has bought into this game, which is ESPN has 17 bowl games under their purview, I think.
ESPN events.
Under ESPN events, they chose this one and they want to stick with it for a reason. And look, we know the memes are going to come out about the stands not being full, but that's not why they chose to buy into this. That's not why they choose to stick with it.
I mean, but from that standpoint now, I feel like this is where we should take the initiative or we should take the baton and try to move the conversation forward, because at this point, we should be able to fill the stands. I'm just saying. There is more that we could do.
You,
I remember.
Are you at the game right now?
No, I'm not. I've told you why I'm not going to the game. I'm a wrestling fan. Tomorrow is a big Wrestle Kingdom day for New Japan. And then later on tonight,
we have Wi-Fi though.
Yeah.
You're not going to have. I'm not going to leave. Well, not leave. I'm not going to be done with wrestling until about 7 a.m. And I'm going to be up from 3 a.m. to 7 a.m. to watch Wrestle Kingdom. Going to take a nap. And then later on in the day, I'm going to watch Wrestle Dynasty for AEW. It's going to be a big wrestling day. I'm sorry.
But let's just say we've tried.
I'm impressed at the planning of that.
Yeah, he has his whole plan.
That's impressive.
Maybe we might get a podcast about that.
We ain't getting that.
No. But
it's possible.
This is the first time the game's on a Saturday. Usually one time it was Christmas Eve.
I actually like the Christmas Eve concept because.
No.
Let me explain to you why.
You may like it.
How you just talk about the stands being full. Do you know what Bahamians do on
Christmas
Eve?
This is
they're
what
going
I'm
to Kelly's.
This is
they're going everywhere.
Have you driven by the marathon last
why
week?
This is why I told you I like when it was on Christmas Eve. Because for people who get all their Christmas shopping and stuff done early, it was a nice place to just kick back for half a day.
Seven people.
It was more than seven of us.
No,
there.
That's seven people in the Bahamas.
All right,
in
my section,
shopping
the two times I went on Christmas Eve in my section is about 10 hours.
No.
So it was more than seven.
No. I'm saying all of those people did not get their Christmas shopping done. I'm just saying there's only seven people in the country that do all of their Christmas shopping before Christmas Eve. That's what I'm trying to say.
Fair point. But no, I enjoyed the experience of having that kickback right before, you know, the whole family event and Junkanoo and all of that.
Okay.
That was the perfect, like, preemptive. Like Christmas celebration.
A, what can be done is we can make a holiday. Oh. I mean, I already went on a spiel yesterday.
Hold on, John.
About
before you go, I feel like I need to give the audience a peek behind the curtain. So John has deemed himself kind of the czar of holidays. He has many takes, many ideas on what this country needs to do to improve in terms of holidays. I think one of the biggest ones that he has is January 2nd needs to be a holiday to match Boxing Day the week before.
The National Rest Day, yeah.
Yeah, so Junkanoo needs an additional National Rest Day.
I'm going to agree with him.
That is a great idea.
I thought they failed us as leadership when they, and I love Majority Rule Day. I was just saying, like.
That should be January 2nd.
They fix it. But I know majority rule on the 10th is important.
No. Just give us another one. But anyway, yeah. I just wanted to give the audience that
Rupert Robinson precedent. Like that.
That's just one.
I wanted to give him that precedent to so you know how serious John takes us to the point where we considered him running for office and his platform is I will fix holidays. Go ahead.
Yeah. So late as episodes go on, you'll find out what more we're going to be doing with holidays. But my opinion is, there was two things. A, you make a holiday for the Bahamas Bowl and just say, man, you got to go to the game. Cool. Second, if it was on Boxing Day for the Junkanoo results at halftime, tell me that wouldn't sell out.
No, the Junkanoo results should have been, if there was a holiday, that would work. I like that idea.
So you could have the game on Boxing Day, right? Right after Junkanoo, and you have at halftime, center field, the results. That stadium, we book out. Book out. But this is the first year. It's on a Saturday. So we have to see now how the attendance, because usually it was on a Thursday. It was on a Friday. It was
and
on a Tuesday.
And this is the dull Saturday because everybody's coming off of a hype of Junkanoo and then you're moving into the holiday next week. So this
just
is the
just before school
week.
Ends. Yeah. I mean, starts. Goes back. Boy, traffic is going to be. Enjoy the streets right now while there's no traffic.
And enjoy the streets on the way to the Bahamas Bowl.
What time is the game kickoff?
The same time you heard the intro music for the show.
So 11 minutes ago.
Okay. So the game is currently on right now. So, but there is still time. Admission is free for Bahamians. So you head to the Eastern Grandstand. Look, you may miss the first quarter. You may miss the first half. But you can still catch live football action. NCAA Division I football action. And I feel like, I was saying earlier, I think we need to recognize how big of a deal that is for us to even be able to see that. I think that's a privilege.
I think the sacrifice is always made around because there's so many college teams and there's so many college programs. I think Bahamians just aren't familiar with these programs. And that's where we need to kind of tighten the loop, to kind of put these programs that are up for bids to the Bahama Bowl.
I'm glad you said that, Carter, because one leading sports platform in the country has been doing an amazing job updating you every week on the possible teams that will be headed to the Bahamas Bowl. So by the time the announcement was made, you will have some familiarity with these teams. And if you watch the 10th Year Seniors newscast on our news every week, you saw us feature the top teams in the Mid-American Conference and Conference USA, just letting you all know, hey, these are some people you might want to look out for because you may see them in
every
January.
Thursday. Thursdays was the day.
Number one in news. Sports news.
Definitely Bahamas Bowl news.
We're definitely number one in Bahamas Bowl news.
That's without a
check
doubt.
The numbers.
I don't even have to check them. I know. What would we call, like, because they have a Nielsen rating. Like, what would the Bahamas rating equivalent be to,
yeah,
like,
how do
the
you
numbers?
What is the numbers? Carter, you used to check the numbers. What are they called?
I just deal them as numbers. There was no, like...
Somebody had to put the numbers together.
Yeah, somebody.
Who's the Bahamian Nate Silver?
Facebook. That's what puts the numbers together.
So you're just saying
they
views?
Pull so nobody knows what happens with the television stuff.
Oh, no. Come on now. Come on.
So we might have 200,000 viewers watching our sportscast, but we don't know.
We don't know. Okay.
Think positive.
200,000.
We're probably going to get 200,000 listeners to this episode of The Accredited here on Guardian Radio 96.9. You can't join the conversation, so Carter didn't have to say the numbers, but usually this is the point where we would say that.
We're going to update the viewership in the second half on how they can join the conversation. I think we should introduce like a mailbag segment for these that we have to go pre-recorded.
Our persons
could hit us up on the 10YS platforms, whether Instagram, Facebook, and if you're on, what's the Trump website, John?
Truth Social.
If you're on Truth Social, you could send us a DM.
I haven't checked that.
But go ahead, hit us in the DM.
Please let me see what the Truth Social DMs
hit us
like.
In the DM.
You know what would be crazy?
Share with us any of your sports stories that you want us to talk about or discuss. Or send us some clips, whether it's culture-related stuff, anything in the art community, anything from a social standpoint that you want us to be a part of and you think that we should shed some light on, this is the opportunity to do that. So you get us up on any of our social media platforms and get involved in the conversation.
I cannot believe you said that just now. You definitely could cause us have to talk about old-time and stuff.
Yes. I can't wait till the court case. Like, I'm looking forward
when
to it.
When is that happening?
We got two followers on
Truth Social. I don't know who.
Is one of them Donald Trump?
No, but I think the court case is either later this month or next month. So you got to cover it now. You're all number one in sports.
Oh, could you go to the Supreme Court and do like a live drop in front
of
the
Supreme Court? Can I do what?
Not do a live drop from the Supreme Court.
No, in front of the Supreme Court, not inside.
Wait, you can't?
No, you cannot.
Like, for legal reasons?
For every reason. Oh, I thought
she was just saying that I couldn't do it.
No, nobody could do it. The Supreme Court.
I can do it.
You cannot. Supreme Court.
Why can't I do it?
It's the tightest court in the land. Pause. What you could...
You're saying if I'm standing outside the Supreme Court building...
You can barely take notes on your phone in the Supreme Court. But like, I'm not, that's how serious it is. You have to go old school, reporter, pen and pad, and literally try to write down verbatim. Your shorthand game better be top tier to cover any story at the Supreme Court.
No, but... So you're saying we cannot stand... outside in the sunshine.
Oh no, you can do that. Okay, but that's you're still gonna need access to the information.
Yeah, we ain't going inside. We can get it from those WhatsApp groups. I mean, they get the information like
I doubt they can be WhatsApp in there.
No, I feel like
no,
I
guarantee like, that's where we'll get it.
I feel like there was a challenge now because now I want to actually go to the Supreme Court and cover this.
I mean, you can go, I ain't gonna go.
But I need a camera.
For what? Use your phone.
What's the whole point?
Just to get the information? I don't know.
That's what news is.
I mean, I'm not going to the Supreme Court for old timers.
Thank you, John. So the Bahamas Bowl, like we said, you should be on your way there now if you're listening to us. Liberty and Buffalo, Mid-American Conference versus Conference USA. That is the two conferences that compete in the Bahamas Bowl every year. So get down there. If you're not watching it on ESPN, why not watch some college football live? It's the only time you're going to have an opportunity to watch college football live in the Bahamas. So
and it's
please
free.
Take advantage. And free to all Bahamians. So just head out there. I don't know how you got it. I mean, you shouldn't have to convince them. Just
if you like free. Football, you need to go watch it. That's all it is. Like, everyone will come and spend $500 to go to a Dolphins game. I don't know why you're going to spend that much money to go to a Dolphins game.
If they play the Patriots, I spend more than that to stand in the sun. I might as well tell you.
And that's the thing. And you can go to a game for free, but you watching wrestling. No disrespect to wrestling.
It's important though, John.
I didn't know, and I respect that because you came out and you had your schedule set.
Yeah.
So let's talk about what else is going on locally, because after today, the Bahamas Bowl will be gone. We'll already be preparing for the next thing on the calendar. But locally, I think this time of year, a lot of the fandom is trained and focused on high school basketball, which we're going to get into later because for us, I think that's the next biggest thing. Track and field season also starts in January, so youth sports kind of is pushed to the forefront during this time of year. For us on our platform, high school basketball is always a
big
thing
for us.
I feel
like between Monday and Tuesday, well, Monday and Thursday of next week, the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture should kind of put out
they love
a
you
calendar
so much.
Of sorts.
Boy, they love you.
They can hate me. But a calendar...
No, why would they do that?
They can put out a calendar of sorts that actually spells us out because, case in point, I think we're now moving into, like you said, GSSSA basketball.
Uh-huh. It's basketball season.
Yeah. Just in general.
Yeah.
What is the first game up? Where's the location?
I think they played already.
Yeah, I think they played the first game already.
Oh, God. See?
Here's my thing.
I don't know.
And
don't
I'll know. Go back to where I thought when they played at Kendall Isaacs that entire year, it was the greatest thing ever.
It really was.
Because
it was, you know what it was great for? It was great for coverage.
Yes.
And if you want to have these players featured, because we can give you actual evidence of where the features that we did helped people to get scholarships, and now they are no longer here. They are away in the U.S. playing basketball. And it's because they were able to get film on those games. It was because their skills were able to travel so far because of the internet. But if you're playing in places where logistically you can't put those kind of broadcasts together, then you're limiting the reach that they can have. So you're not really thinking outside of the box. You're just thinking, let's get these 10 games in and then that's it.
Yeah, because I think the moniker we had was make high school nationals great again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We are a marching band to nowhere. We were supposed to bring that back.
This is us bringing it back now.
Oh,
this
okay.
is the purpose
right,
of the
cool.
segment.
Yeah, let's
but
go.
Yes. No, from that standpoint, I think this is
Tied
where...
Tied loops.
What was that?
It's just
Tied of loops. They yeah. bring it back. Bring
it back.
Remember how you say we never is tied of loose ends of the conversations?
Many hands.
Definitely many hands. But from that, from that standpoint, no, this is where... This is why I say it. Gotta have the calendar put out so persons can understand. Sports is all about storylines. Need to know the teams to follow. Need to know what's developing in the programs, who the new players are. This is the time of year that you put that kind of content together so persons can understand, hey, I have actually something to look forward to. Like, whether it's a big high school matchup between C.I. Gibson and C.C. Sweeten or C.I. Gibson and GHS, this is the time of year a person should be able to look at that and say, well, hey, so-and-so is moving up from junior high to senior high right now. He was averaging 25 points or 15 points. He's aiming to... All of that is information the public needs to kind of get them more in support of these sports disciplines.
Yeah, but the problem with that is you need a... You need a full effort across the board, not just from the storytellers, but the storytellers actually need assistance in getting
those things together. You say this every week, and I keep asking, what is the full effort if you have an entire department dedicated to sports?
Well,
you have an entire...
That's what I'm saying. You need the effort from them. It has to be between them and the storytellers. So it has to be communal. One side is doing the best that they can. Number one is sports. One side, not so much. They love you, though.
Yeah, my problem with just this in general is people feel that because you do it, it's a big deal. No one knew about Father Martian.
Yeah.
No one. Like, to me, growing up, that was the biggest tournament there was. We couldn't even get daily updates of what was going on in the tournament.
You know how hard it was? Like, we were sitting there trying to put our newscast together. You know how hard it was to find the final scores of the championship day?
I just feel like we're in 2025 now. Happy New Year to everyone.
We didn't say that.
That's all right. I just feel like we got to move out of the space of what Hugh Campbell has been the last 2 years. I remember, I think it was 2020, right after COVID, Hugh Campbell had the broadcast on and they had somebody doing like social media. And the person was like, oh, they would give you updates during the day just by saying, oh, Prince will beat whoever. And I'm like, bro, what? It's no way in the world this is how we're doing a big major tournament like Hugh Campbell.
I understand what you're saying with that, but that's better than not having anything. Because the whole thing is have something to say.
Yeah, but John, that's you saying it from the standpoint of a reporter.
But at the same time, it's still having... Father Martian, we couldn't find anything.
I understand.
Now, imagine if Hugh Campbell was going on, but just imagine if Hugh Campbell and nothing was said. What would you then think?
I would be upset, but this is almost...
But you're still upset when they say something.
Yes, because...
It should be better. No, I agree. There should be more, but you're not going to get it. But one of the biggest things is we can go and we can talk to these people and we can say, hey, guys, meanwhile, let's just make it clear because we said it before. We have done high school sports for free with broadcasting in this country. We have gone out and found sponsorship to be able to get it done. So high school students, lower schools, whatever it is, government schools, private schools, those kids don't have to come up with a cost to do it, right? You can go to these people and say, hey, can we schedule these things X day, and we're guaranteed to get... No. It's a no, but there has to be a give and take of it. Like, the NBA, all that stuff, you know who dictates who plays what?
Television. Correct.
And when in this mindset where people think that television is, oh, it's either going to take business away from me, which if it did, nothing would be broadcast.
But John, you're looking at it from a grant, and I think we're approaching halftime, so this is definitely going to move over into the second half. But I think you're looking at it on a grand scale. What I'm saying is this. If you look at the structure of, let's just look at basketball in this moment. If you look at how high school basketball is set up here, it's hard for anyone to follow. Whether you're a parent, whether you're a supporter, whether you're somebody that want to give back to your former school, it's hard to follow along when this could be something. You have an entire department of sports that should be structuring this program.
But that falls under education.
But education and the department of sports, how do you want to do it?
They're in the same building.
You have entire units that should be dedicated to finding out the best way to put this platform on. I'm not even going to say that because people can hit you and be like, oh, y'all, sound like y'all just trying to lobby. No, it's not even about lobbying at this point.
I'm trying to lobby.
Nah, we can't. We're not.
Anyway, I'm going to lobby. We're going to head into the half. I will continue on this in the second half to lobby for us to get this thing.
Go ahead.
Welcome back to The Accredited here on Guardian Radio 96.9, powered by 10th Year Seniors. I'm Ronaldo, and if it goes to 8 straight, then I think greatest junk in the group of all time is solidified.
I'm Ricardo, and it turns out that they did surpass the Valley Boys.
No, you were the only one that thought that they didn't. Thank you for breaking the news that all of us knew.
Statistics.
Yeah.
I'm John Mark, and it's crazy that Clay's a Saxons.
Not that crazy. Because, you know, back in the day, anything that was over the hill, that's about... Anyway. All right. So, continuing our conversation, in the first half, we were talking about... Well, we started off talking about the Bahamas Bowl, and your reminder, it is still not too late. Head down to Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. You can catch the second half.
For the sake of the white, I think what we need to do is scream there that our government worked so hard to get this stadium ready to go today. If there's nothing else going on, please be at the stadium.
And it's free.
Come on now. It's a free major game. It's broadcast on ESPN for those that have challenges getting to the stadium. But if you don't have any challenges, they got no challenges to do,
getting to the stadium.
I just say
what challenges they got getting to the stadium.
There's no bus that run exactly in front of the stadium.
Close so enough.
That's a great idea. Maybe they should have one. The Bahamas Bowl party bus.
No way. Buses go along university.
John is right. Okay. All I'm saying is you got segments along the track that you could set up some nice good tables, have some nice good libations going. You can make it a party.
No, buses go along University Drive.
Nobody want. We be here, but
they could stop right in front of Michael Thompson. What is that? A boulevard?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Stop right in front of Michael Thompson Boulevard. Walk down. They could have a nice walk along the Walk of Fame. Look at all the great artwork by Jamal Rose.
It's January. But anyway, what they could do, to John's point, you could set up the party bus. The bus could literally get off right at the roundabout in front of the stadium. You walk right off and go to a bigger party right on the sideline and enjoy the whole game.
In the Eastern Grandstand.
Imagine that.
I've always thought that, I mean, that would be the best thing if you just had like a lounge area. Because like at the Marlins games, you know the Marlins has the club?
Yeah.
We just need that because when I went to the Marlins game.
I didn't watch any Marlins
game. I did not watch the Marlins game because there was a DJ in there. There was a bar in there.
I was not working.
Trust me, it was a great time.
And you didn't need much. All you have to do is put like, what's your boy name from Eyewitness? DJ Tank. Throw him in there for like 20 minutes or so. Let him play a segment during the breaks. You can keep it lively. You can keep it active. You can do a little jungle parade at the Saxons. Get like crown. Instead of doing the live results, you can crown the Saxons New Year's Day. You can celebrate the group that wins at the event. Give them a trophy or something. During the event, during halftime, there's so much you could do. But anyway.
I think the Saxons get whatever they want, like Conor McGregor said.
But clearly, because they marched from Frederick Street all the way back to Mason's Addition, like, traffic didn't matter no more.
The champ does
had a huge problem with that. But
the
anyway.
Champ does what he likes.
Clearly, because...
What is it?
When could you just parade? No police support.
They're the people's champ. What police support do they need?
Who people? The people
of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Were you not there? Anyway.
And we just lost out to our audience.
Let's get back to... No, if there's anything you could say and they could be engaged in all of it. But let's get back to what we were talking about originally in the first half. So we started the conversation talking about January being a big time in the uptick for high school sports because high school basketball and high school track and field, I don't think it's... No, it's not a disparaging remark to any of the other sports, but these are the two biggest ones at the youth level.
But the two biggest, and you got to be honest, is GSSA basketball. And BISS track and field. But I'm just saying, those are the two big things. When you come to the season, everyone's watching GSSA and everyone's watching BISS track.
Yeah, so with those in mind, and so for me and John, people that have been working in this the last few years since we started this platform and have been on the ground with a lot of this stuff, but Cardo comes from a different, very important perspective, and he said something I feel like is very important because how does the average person follow this, right? And for us, I think we always hear the older generation say that the younger generation doesn't care as much about sports the same way that they did in their heyday. Well, the world is a smaller place now and we have access to so much more. The reason why we know about so many different stories is all of us can pick up our devices, find stats, find storylines, find all of these different things, but that's impossible to do here in the Bahamas because the ability to tell the stories of what's happening just isn't there. I mean, unless you're picking up a newspaper, you're getting that the day after. No youth isn't doing that.
And
what's happening in real time, you don't have anybody really updating that. So there's no governing body to go to for just face value everything that I need to know. If I don't know, if I didn't catch up, if I went to bed early and I need to know what happened in the NBA, I can go to ESPN, I go to NBA.com. There's no shortage of things
to go to. Which happens most of the time.
So. Yeah. So what happens if you don't get... People go to us, but if we don't get everything, then how do you follow this stuff?
You can't. And I always take it back. I can't. I'm a Kobe stan. I didn't come up during Kobe's high school.
You didn't know about the Lower Merion days?
No, I knew about LeBron's time in Cleveland. The way every in game Akron? LeBron in Akron, every game he played, every major start, it was there. You could do a quick Google search. And you can
still find it.
And this is what I'm saying. Like, not only the fact that his statistics mattered in high school, but the fact that his games mattered to the point that people wanted to see the progression of what was declared the NBA star. All I'm saying is we have kids here that want to go to the next level. You create the platform and you allow them to start and them to step out and say, hey, everybody wants to see me play. Everybody wants to see my team and Sock go up against their team at St. John's. We want to put that spectacle on. You give these kids something to play for, and I feel like we often miss that.
But I don't understand why. I think what we did with us starting this, yeah, that was great, but we weren't reinventing the wheel. I think we only did what we saw was already there. How do we not put the student athletes in a position not just to better their own careers, but to actually put the product on display? Like, how do we not have the foresight to see how important that is? Because you can't just rely on traditional news outlets. That's not going to be their focus.
Nah, but this is where it starts. You're saying you don't rely on them. I'm saying you have to. Because, okay, case in point, you're all in traditional news again now. There's a ZNS platform there. That's, and we say it in the Bahamian context, pussing for content. How is it on a Tuesday night of next week before we start high school basketball, you don't have at least a half hour show that discusses a preview of the season?
You know why? Because nobody's going to pay for it, and that's
you the, don't have to. You have the free time,
Cotto. Nobody's going. Well, I mean, I ain't talking but them. They don't have the ability to do it because they and us. No, but when we do things like that, people aren't even. I know you're talking about a preview show, right? But what really sells any of this stuff, or what really puts any of this stuff to the forefront, is live games. Nothing beats live sports. You don't even have people willing to pay for that, and that's because people don't see the value in it, and that is where the problem lies.
All right, see, this is where I feel like you overlooking the three steps ahead. Look at the base problem here. People aren't aware of what is going on in high school sports.
I think they're not aware because it's not seen as culturally significant. That's so the
how
issue.
Do you how do you make it culturally significant without using your quote unquote state broadcast entity to make it culturally significant?
I understand where you're coming from.
I mean, we don't work for them, so
no, but it ain't working for them. It's like, and what I feel you're missing out when we get so much things in the States is that these schools provide these services.
Right.
The school has an SID. They have a media relations person who was able to that, because you're saying you want a preview show, right? The team ain't going to do the preview show. The coach ain't going to, like, you can go because we can. You know how hard it is for us to get starting lineups for a game because they want to keep that guarded to their chest? Like, no way, I go walk that starting lineup out, which that is totally not the way things work.
Fundamentally, it's not how the game works.
No, just internationally, everything, you have to give your lineup 30 minutes before tip-off type thing. So it's like, if the schools... And I know your favorite departments in the world out there on Thompson or University Boulevard. Yes, they can help, but also I feel like the schools have to care enough to put someone in a position. So if, let's just say if we wanted to do a high school preview, now I'm being honest, and we call them and we say, hey, we want to come talk to your coach and do that. We should be able to call someone,
John,
that could help line that up for us.
I agree with you 1,000%, but what I'm saying to you is, our school system isn't set up to allow for that. That has to come at a director's level, either through the Department of Education or the Department of Sports. So let's say if the whole process is, I remember when I was young, if you wanted to participate in sport, you had to register to be a part of a program ahead of time. It used to be a situation where that needed, if you wanted to go to BSS, to run track or whatever, that needed to be supplied to them so they could research and make sure that you're the proper age and all that, you're in the right age group or whatever. Why isn't that done at a departmental level to say, hey, we're running our basketball program. These are the players that have been submitted by school A, B, and C to participate in this season. This player has moved through the system from H.O. Nash, ended up to C.C. Sweeten Sr. to play. He's been averaging 20 points from primary school. Moving up into senior high, he's expanded his game. He started as a shooting guard, moved over to small forward. Like, that's
simple to do. You want me to give you the simple answer?
Go ahead.
Money. It's always going to go back because who paying to keep these stats? Like, it's but all...
We pay it. Let me just say it. I understand. On our national broadcast station, we're paying right now for a morning talk show that nobody listens to. That's paid for.
I also think things have to be bigger than them, though. I know we usually go back to the well with that because that's the national broadcaster. Yeah, but that's not the most effective way to reach people anymore. That's not the only way to reach people anymore. I started this whole thing by saying the world is a smaller place. You have multiple outlets. You can't just be saying you want these people to just go back to the same old well.
What I'm saying to you is, yes, it's no longer the way to reach there, but we're still paying for content to be developed there. Why not use that as the content to develop there? Because
they got to do a judge show, and then they got
to
do a
this is what I'm
show,
so if we find in time to do all of that, the people are still not watching. Why not invest that money into programs that would see fruit bear?
Because it goes back to us looking at this recreationally and not something that's culturally significant.
People don't think sports is a business here.
And that's why our culture does. Right now at the Bahamas Bowl, you know how many, the amount of fans that travel from Buffalo and travel from Virginia to watch these teams play will dwarf anything that Bahamians go to watch.
The All-American football game was this past week. There was literally an extra hour on the show for the top prospects that participated in that game to announce what college that they were going to go to.
Yeah.
You know what they did the entire segment? Them or their parents pull hats out of bags.
You're telling
and, you're
stuff
and you're telling me we can't, for an hour every week, have one high school sports show that breaks down or discuss what's developing in our youth
there's,
sports program?
There's track and field meets every weekend, and which I think would be even easier because we were talking about basketball for the majority of this, and that goes on through the week. But if you just focus on the weekend when there's a track and field meet, that's one day you got to cover. That's one day you have to broadcast. We go out there and we do it for BAISS every year and look at what that turned into because it seemed obvious to us that, hey, more people than the ones in the stadium are interested in this and should be able to see it because this is one of the few communal things we have. It feels like what it feels like when it's Junkanoo.
I just feel
that's
like
one of the few things. So I don't understand how we don't have that approach to everything. So like when Karifta rolls around, everyone is pretty much learning about these kids for the first time, unless you're in the track and field community. Everyone is learning about them for the first time when it shouldn't be the case.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be the case. Even as simple as something with the team that Kaizen and them was playing at the Caribbean Cup. Should have been seeing them play baseball before.
Mm-hmm.
Like they play every weekend. They travel all the time and do things. We only learn about them at these peak events because nobody's really following these things.
Bro, we're in 2025. Just earmark on the new year. Oh, I forgot to mention, if you want to join the conversation, especially on days like this when we're on a pre-recorded show, you can hit us up on any of our social media platforms. That's Facebook, that's IG, that's, well, X, formerly known as Twitter.
Truth Social, if you want. Truth Social as well. Just throwing everything out there.
I think we're not on TikTok yet, but that's...
Yeah, we're on TikTok.
Yeah, we're on TikTok.
Definitely, if you're on TikTok, hit us up.
But we ain't good at it, though.
No.
Get involved in the conversation.
If you're a young person and you're good at TikTok, then hit us up. We may have a job for you.
Definitely. But get involved in the conversation. If there's any sports-related content that you want us to share or discuss, this is the opportunity to do that. So please, and while you're at it, also follow us. But to this conversation, this is why I say that we're backwards. In 2025, we spend money on so much things across this country. This small idea, the small concept could make such a vast difference on everything else that we have going on. And I feel like we're missing the ball on this. ZNS has a TikTok page. Ministry of Works, for some reason, has the best government TikTok page. The other day, there was a trend going on where government ministries would just try all the latest dances. Like, you had MPs and members of cabinet ministers that would just do...
That's pretty
dope. You telling me... That we can't establish
a meet.
But that's how people consume.
Nah, this as well is free. You're paying them to do that. They're paid to get that content from you. How is it that you can't pay somebody to do an interview with the coach over at SAC that's preparing for the basketball season?
When's the basketball season start?
It's already. Who has the knowledge to do that?
You're paying them to watch you.
They don't have the knowledge to do that. How many of them you think know who the coaches is at SAC?
But this is what I'm saying now. You have the money.
There's seven people in the country that know how to do that.
Nal, you're paying. You could train people to go then cover things related to the sport.
All if I'm saying, they're interested in doing it, but no, they, you know what they are you know what they are going to train people to do? 1,150 million of them are going to be out there to say, this is the opening of the legal year. We are going to have all of our reporters out there for that. Because that is what is seen as culturally significant.
We're recording on Friday, January 3rd, so the day before this is going to air. Earlier today, there was a live broadcast for the changing of the guard from the old commissioner to the new commissioner. You think anybody went to school and said, hey, I'm going to learn how to cover police? No,
but I, guarantee
there's a media team attached to the Royal Bahamas Police Force that's sole purpose today was to cover that exercise.
But they, my thing is, but I'm not, and I'm not saying it's not important because the police are my friends, protect and serve. Love y'all. But that is seen as so much of a bigger deal that it warrants a live broadcast that these other things that we're talking about that is important to us, it's not going to happen.
All I'm saying is this. There's an attached unit to the Royal Bahamas Police Force. They have a whole media team dedicated to covering these sorts of things. Ain't nobody in education that does do that? Ain't nobody in youth and sports that does do that? We just have people sitting around. You trying to tell me you can't find two people in that big building to say, hey, get one of them new little iPhones, get one little microphone.
That's where you're talking. Anyway, go ahead.
Get those equipment pieces. Go down to SOC, just find out what the coach doing. They preparing for track and field. Go over to St. John's, figure out what they doing as it relates to the high jump. Oh, QC came close the last 2 years, but they dropped back down. Find out from them. For some strange reason, Temple Christian popped up the last 2 years. Find out what they doing. How hard is that as the Department of Youth Sports and Culture and the Department of Education to say, hey, these are things that we want to showcase our student athletes that are eventually going to go on to be Olympians, that are eventually going to go on to be world qualified star players around the globe. How hard is it to do that? It's not hard. We just opt not to do it because, yeah, we want everybody covered the Sharks for the last 2 weeks.
You know what? That seems very reasonable, and I don't have a rebuttal for it. That actually is an excellent point. They can hate you even more. That makes a tremendous amount of sense.
They should literally be doing that. How much is it for you to pay a little intern to do TikTok videos for you? Nothing.
Wait, how much is that? Because I would like to request
If I tell you the caliber of people they have just working social media right now, you'd be pissed off. I know people working not a $30,000, almost $40,000 a year, and their focus is just social media. And social media from the standpoint
For the government?
Social media from the standpoint is the minister going to whatever island, you go in with him and you go do a little reel or something. You could do a little story just to give him the publicity. But you can't do that.
No way.
Anyway, we go offline on this. It just don't make no sense. We in January, basketball season about to take off. We just had softball championships crowned. Like it's anyway. Cool.
It's not cool.
I just heard a lot of words just now. And A, the government ain't gonna do nothing for private schools. Let's just put it that way, because you're paying to go to school there. They're not gonna do any history whatsoever. So if someone's gonna go pay for those services, they gotta find the money to be able to provide it themselves. Like I said, SID. When you go to the, like, you know how easy it is?
Change the mindset. The mindset is the government.
Because you can't rely on government for everything. That's one of the biggest problems. No, you can't.
In this case, you can't.
You cannot. You can't.
I think it's been proven that we can't. No, because the way we've been doing it hasn't been working.
Because what we've done is we've whittled down our government responsibility to my MP has dropped turkey on Christmas. That's what we whittled down the government's responsibility
My MP
to.
Did not.
Let me ask you a question.
Mine neither.
How many government ministries are there?
Come on, right now? What, like 19?
How do you expect me to know that?
Give me the one that you know the best. That's not youth sports and culture. That's not education.
Environmental.
What does the ministry...
Transportation.
What does the Ministry of Environmental do, or what does the Ministry
carbon
of Transport
credits.
Do? Say that again?
They go get a carbon credits.
When last you see a report on that? Exactly.
Like a couple months ago.
What does the Ministry of Transport do right now?
Make sure Bahamas Air running properly.
What happened to Bahamas Air last week, and how did the ministry? The point I'm trying to make to you is this: that you have governments that operate every single day that just carry the beck and call of those in parliament or those in charge. What I'm trying to say to you: where's the systems being created by these ministries to move the actual service experience in this country forward? So in transport's case, where's the actual reports that speak to how we can improve the bus system and how we can improve
airline? Improve that.
It doesn't exist. But you telling me we're paying people a bunch of money to cover them from a media standpoint?
You know where the disconnect lies? The disconnect ain't in the reports and finding out the issue and what's wrong and diagnosing the problem, you know. The disconnect lies in all of this is actually executing and acting on that. Because you could probably have some people that could write reports until they blew in the face. We sitting here in one room actually knowing what the problem is. But what is the connection point between, because I've had this conversation with many people when it comes to sports and many people in America who don't understand because they look at us from the outside like, y'all are this one little small place that has this rich sports culture. Do y'all know the value and impact that that has? Like, people outside of here don't understand it. So what I'm saying is the disconnect is in between acting on this stuff. Not, we know what the problem is. We actually know how to get better. We sitting here have all tried to take small steps in making it better and have put a dent into things.
No, because we fall back on the same point John just made. John just made the point that, oh, we shouldn't rely on the government.
Because they ain't gonna do it.
Hold on. I'm saying to you, for things like this, this is what you rely on the government for. The government is the one that puts the systems in place to allow for these things to be possible. This is the one thing that they should be doing. I'm not saying that they should be responsible for providing the jerseys or making sure that the private school have better gyms. That's not their responsibility. But from a system standpoint that could allow basketball to exist at the high school level, it's the government responsibility. You're part of the Bahamas Basketball Federation. The federation has directives from FIBA to a degree to allow for how basketball should be executed, right or wrong.
No, FIBA doesn't control how we execute. The initiative comes from us of what we feel is important. Now, we could do recommendations to the government, but at the end of the day, we don't have control of what absolute say is.
No, what I'm trying to say, John, is if you wanted to say, hey, we have a high school basketball player that is doing so-and-so, you're going to have to some way report that language to FIBA.
We don't have to report anything, but we recommend it because what happens is FIBA asks us, they'll be like, all right, who are the best three players under 15 or whatever it is? Right. And then, yes, the we'll tell them these are XYZ players. And then because of our decision, those players can go off.
And in other countries, like
it's the same thing.
For Puerto Rico, for example, there's a governing body that's
their federation.
Correct. That's tangentially associated with the government that would say, hey, based on our statistics, these are the best players.
Yeah, but the government don't spend any money on that.
So why do we have to spend money yet? We don't.
No, but they're not going to. Like, you just have to, you have to go. Like, we've been, and this is the thing where I'll go back with now. We're lucky enough to know and see, and we've seen talent, that we got identified talent, even without the stats to say this XYZ person is going to be in this situation. Because look, Dominic Bridgewater was one that went Basketball Without Borders. You think he have any stats? We just knew he was the best player. Sometimes stats and things aren't going to do. You just watch it and you just know. But you know what? You watch it. There are people. The one thing we have a problem with in this country is we have LOCs. We always say LOCs. But they don't go to the people who are on the ground working with or seeing it. And they're not getting the expertise because everyone in those rooms are experts, right? According to themselves. But they won't look at people who are in the industry and say, hey, these people might know what they're talking about. Let's see how they can help consult us in a certain way. They're not into that.
All I'm saying is we have the Bahama Bowl game going on right now. If we had a program in place, we could have had a, whether it's a flag football game or whatever kind of football game, all-star game, that happened the day before. And then you could have had a recruitment exercise of those programs or those coaches that are here to look at these young athletes from the Bahamas and say, hey, no, we could do something with that kid. But it doesn't exist.
Can't wait to continue this conversation more when it's live because I would love to have callers join in to be a part of this conversation. But that
will be like 3 hours that day.
That will do it for this episode of The Accredited here on Guardian Radio 96.9. You still have time to get to the Thomas A. Robinson Stadium and catch some of the Bahamas Bowl. We'll see you there.